Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, in today's video, I've got for you one fantastic, extensive, very long, very, well, almost haunting by the end of it, entitled parent story. As you can tell by the title, it's all about a couple of entitled people being asked to wear a mask and them not being too happy about it. But by the end, things turn quite serious, and actually it gets a little bit violent. Stay tuned, this is a long one, you're gonna love it, here we go. Private businesses can still require masks even without a state mandate. Here's how that's going. I am a waitress. Our restaurant strictly requires masks while indoors if your meal or beverage hasn't been served and after it's been bussed. The mask mandate honestly wasn't that helpful in corralling unruly customers because they'd either argue that the mandate was not a law so they wouldn't follow it, was unconstitutional so they wouldn't follow it, or was irrelevant, because they'd eventually be taking their mask off when their food was served, so they wouldn't follow it. But while the presence of a mandate didn't help much, the lack of a mandate has made things way, way worse. People who previously wore a mask now don't believe it's necessary for their health, or that we have a right to set mask wearing as a store policy. But what they don't understand, and what I'll reiterate for you now, private businesses can have any dress code they want. Ever go to a fancy restaurant that requires suit jackets for men? Or a grocery store that requires shoes? Yeah. Where were the freedom fighters then? Anyways, regardless of your opinion on masks, no need to argue it to me, in the comments or as a customer, because the owner makes those calls. My job is to enforce his decisions. Whether that be all customers have to wear face masks covering mouth and nose, or if it were all customers have to wear sleeveless denim vests, I'd have to enforce it if he wanted it so. That's literally part of my job. Our in-house mask mandate at the restaurant remains firmly in place, and I spent my entire shift telling people to comply or leave. Then telling them again, then a third time, then getting our larger, more physically intimidating line cook to tell them. By the end of the shift, I was a master at putting my hand up authoritatively and saying, "Sir, ma'am, it's your choice whether or not to wear a face covering, just as it's our choice to service you in this private business. So, comply with our dress code or exit the premises." A few people called the police, or more likely acted as though they were. But at no point did any real authorities bother coming. After my shift ended, I was absolutely exhausted and ready to forget anti-maskers, COVID truthers, and just eat some banana oatmeal. I hit the supermarket on the way home, and the chain still required masks. As I approached the door, most people were maskless, but stopped short of the entrance to put masks on when seeing the sign. No problem. The people directly next to me though, a mum with a classic Karen haircut and a teenage son, approximately 15, didn't. The mum actually did put a tattered, ill-fitting surgical mask on, but she wasn't even wearing it correctly. I guess still, better than nothing. Her son though didn't break stride, just kept heading into the store. His mum flagged him down and said, "Jeremy, put a mask on, it's the policy," kind of quietly, as though she was trying not to anger him. He said, "I thought we didn't have to do that BS anymore, I saw it in the news." His mum explained that businesses could still require a mask even if the state no longer did. At first, I was thinking, props to Karen, her haircut is totally misleading. But her son couldn't just let it end on a nice note. He whined that he didn't bring a mask and he didn't want to walk all the way back to the car to get one, and there wasn't Wi-Fi in the parking lot, so no way was he going to wait for her in the car. Okay, sure, but if he had a mask in the car, why would he have had to wait for her there? His mum tried to think of a rebuttal, eyeing the policy no exception sign, but seemed too tired to generate one. So she just braced herself and they headed into the store. A greeter stopped the son and said he needed a regulation face covering, but he ignored her, grunting, "Don't have one," and kept walking. The greeter called after him, but couldn't move from her spot by the door, and eventually he was too deep into the aisles to notice. I found all this offensive. However, I was too exhausted from dealing with guys like him professionally to take it on personally. I just went about finding the right color of bananas and trying to get back to my car as quickly as I could. Fast forward to the deli counter. I'd taken a ticket and was standing in line. Karen and her son were right nearby. Happily, several people were giving Karen's son the evil eye besides me and keeping a healthy distance from him. But he couldn't have cared less, and neither really could his mum. She was placing a long, elaborate deli order, and he was picking up lemons in a nearby display and putting them back. He was also having a loud FaceTime conversation with a friend, expelling his air and his noisy chatter onto shoppers in every which direction. But I tried to put it out of my mind, because I just didn't have the bandwidth to deal with people like this one more time tonight. And that is when it happened. He coughed, maskless, and directly on the lemons. At this point, I was getting ready to say something myself, but thankfully, a deli worker noticed and called him out, saying, "Who's coughing?" Looking all around and noticing the kid. "Hey, son, you've got to wear a mask to be in here." Karen Jr. shrugged his shoulders, but the deli guy wasn't having it, pulling out the corporate policy sheets. So Karen Jr. looked to his mum for support. She seemed genuinely embarrassed by her son, but not so much so that she would hold him accountable for his dangerous choices. She hurriedly explained, he has a mask, but he actually left it in the car and we parked in the far lot. I mean, come on guys, that is honestly the worst excuse ever. The deli counter guy was persistent though, saying, "I don't care where he left it. It's the policy. Mask up or head out." He took a few assertive steps in the kid's direction, which I guess was too much for Karen to handle, because she threw herself in between her son and the worker. At that point, there was still easily 10 plus feet of space between them. He was hardly chesting up to the kid, as Karen triumphantly declared, "The store isn't allowed to have that policy anymore. Didn't you see Governor Abbott's announcement? It was never even a law anyways." That stimmied the deli guy. My guess is because he had seen the announcement and he wasn't really sure what to make of it. He didn't want to risk his job if he really couldn't enforce a mask policy anymore, and he had a line piling up at his station, so he couldn't argue with her all day. So he stepped back, but not before saying, "Well, either way, you shouldn't need a law. It's a paragon of selfishness what you're doing. Son, my mother is dead of this disease. Dead in the ground. Never got to meet her granddaughter. She wasn't too much older than your mother. You should think about that." The kid, unblinking, laughed at this guy. Not chuckled, full-blown belly laugh cackling. His mother pulled him away, saying he was being rude, but didn't make him apologize, let alone apologize herself for him. I placed my order, told the guy how despicable that exchange was, and apologized for his loss. And that was that. Or so I'd hoped. I prayed I'd be able to avoid them for the rest of my trip, but lo and behold, just as I was about to check out, I realized I was out of plastic wrap. I always have leftovers, so I needed to go for the wrap. It didn't matter how close to checkout I was. I doubled back, holding my breath, no pun intended, and sure enough, the mother-son super spreaders were stationed at the end cap having an argument with a clerk. As best I could figure out from the bits and pieces I picked up, customers were complaining about the kids coughing enough to motivate a manager to finally confront the family. The manager was physically intimidating, so I guessed he was the staff's go-to guy for confrontations, but it became immediately apparent he didn't have a personality for conflicts. His name was Chet, name tag, and he was a human teddy bear at like 6'5" and 300 pounds. He had, to his credit, managed to get Karen's cart away from her, holding it to the side so they couldn't continue shopping until her son put his mask on. But now Chet was pleading with Karen, "Please don't yell at me. I can't understand you when you're yelling." Karen was going off on Chet about the laws he'd broken, the discrimination he was enacting against her poor son, how the entire store had been harassing a minor child since they entered, and how the news and the corporate office would hear about this, and Chet would be out of a job, and no one is hiring right now, so he better be careful. Chet seemed genuinely surprised, as he tried and failed to communicate to Karen gentle reassurance of, "I'm trying to help you, actually, Mom. I don't want to harass you. I want to work this out." The situation at hand, though, is that you cannot continue to shop until your son conforms to our corporate masking policy for the well-being of the communities we serve. All right? Help me help you. Meanwhile, as Karen was preaching, well, screeching the innocence of Karen Jr., her son was actively berating her, telling her she was embarrassing, ineffective, and that she was so stupid for wasting time arguing with these people, and he wanted to just ignore them and keep shopping. He was a toothpick, and Chet was a redwood, so I don't know in what universe he thought he'd ignore the situation and continue about his business, but oh well. Anyways, at this stage I realized it was disrespectful to just be a voyeur to the spectacle. I'd either have to speak up or move on with my shopping. Maybe this was the straw that broke my back after the day I'd had at work. Maybe I was just on autopilot, or maybe I felt sympathy for Chet. Probably a mix of all three. But finally, my mask-enforcing persona roared to life.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Luckily, I was also still wearing my work clothes, including name tag, or this might not have worked. I stormed over with my most authoritative manager of the manager swagger and said, excuse me, you're creating a disturbance. Do we have a problem here? Poor Chet started trying to explain and remove me from the situation, thinking I was a concerned customer who was upset by the disruption of their altercation, or worse, a third member of the Karen party. But I just fell right into my script, which I had down cold at this point, reciting, "Sir, Mom, you have a choice as to whether or not you'd like to wear a mask. And as a private business, we have a choice as to the dress code we'd like to set for our customers. You have two options as to how we can proceed from here." Karen just kept talking over me, while her son complained at her to stop engaging with us and keep shopping, including this gem of a line. "They're literally lower than renter cops. They are the can stacking people. Just ignore them." So, I went into the phase 2 script. "Alright, you've made the choice not to partake in our services. And we have, in turn, made the choice not to service you. Please, leave now or you'll be escorted out. If you leave of your own volition, you'll be welcomed back if dressed appropriately. If escorted out, a permanent ban will be issued. Please note, we have a clear view of your face on our CCTV to reference, as you are not currently wearing a mask." That nearly made Karen Jr.'s head explode. He started shouting obscenities at us, and I just flatly stated, "My colleague is contacting security." I was getting edgier as he escalated, because A, I had made the assumption the store had security, but it was dawning on me that I actually had no clue whether or not they did. And B, Karen Jr. was physically larger than me, so I thought back to the stories of store workers being attacked, even killed, by anti-maskers for enforcing these policies. Okay, guys, I didn't know that had actually happened. In Georgia, a supermarket worker was shot and killed by a customer after an argument over face masks. What is going on? For a minute, I wondered if I should have just kept my nose out of this business entirely. But Karen stepped up to the plate. Better late than never. She started pulling her son towards the door, insisting, "I cannot be banned from here. This door is easily closest to the house. Come on, come on." He resisted at first, even intentionally pushing over the end cap display in a rage, to which Chet offered the strong words of, "Hey now, was that really necessary? Oh, Chet, I feel bad for you." When he started destroying property, Karen left him to face security on his own and made a beeline for her car. After about 15 seconds more of kicking stuff around, Karen Jr. realized he was left standing on his own two feet, without mummy there to shield him from real-world consequences, and absolutely broke down. A wave of terror washed over him, and just as quickly as he'd flown into the initial rage, he bolted for the exits. Chet was so casual about all of this. He turned to me and asked, "You don't work here, do you? I've never seen you before." And I explained what I'd been dealing with at work that day and how I felt obligated to step in as a result. And he sincerely thanked me, even offered me coupons, but chillingly said that while he appreciated the thought behind it, next time I shouldn't get involved. He warned that some of the anti-maskers had been wholly unstable, hitting or spitting at employees, and they did have a usual security guard, but he was out that day because of an injury an anti-masker inflicted on him at another job site. What the heck? It's only because he was out that they sent any regular store workers to confront the kid at all. He sighed and said, "This is mostly what I've been doing today. I don't know if it's because I've got a calm demeanor or because I look like I don't have a calm demeanor, but either way, I'm always the one they send to deal with the crazies." I was so distracted by all of this that I didn't even end up remembering to get my plastic wrap. I just checked out and headed home as quickly as I could. So, stay safe out there, everyone. Wear your mask, keep your distance, get the vaccine, watch out for one another. We'll be through to the other side of this soon. Not as soon as we could be, thanks to people like Karen and Sun, but soon. And there we go, guys. Although this story was actually posted 4 months ago, I think everything that was said in it still holds very true today. We're definitely not out of this pandemic. You don't need me to tell you that. And keep following all the rules and the guidelines in your local places. Like, I'm not your dad or your mum, so, you know, do whatever you want, but, you know, have some common sense, please. The thing that actually shocks me, though, is that the anti-mask people actually, you know, being super violent. Spitting and coughing on these workers is one thing, but people have died because of this. Anti-maskers have killed people for telling them to wear a mask. I didn't even know that. That is unbelievable. Like, honestly, at the start of this, I kind of felt bad for Chet, and I was kind of like wondering, why has he been put in this kind of perilous position? He clearly doesn't have the sort of qualities to be, you know, that firm security guard, you know, kind of put his foot down when he needs to. But I think what I've realized from this is that you need someone like Chet to be in that sort of position. Someone very calm, someone who, you know, isn't actually that strong on these people. You just kind of have to let them do what they gotta do and leave. If you try and be, you know, really strong with them and kick them out like immediately and be physical, you're in danger of getting spat on, coughed on, but at worst, as we've seen, getting, you know, really physically hurt. That, wow, I honestly didn't actually know that had ever happened before. So that has shocked me. Jesus. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/entitledparents. One amazing story for you today. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did and you want more stories like this one, you know, one video per story sort of vibe, check out a couple of videos. You know what? Actually, no, there's only one. Yeah, that's a cracker. Trust me. I've just remembered which of it. Oh, wow. You're bloody lucky. If you haven't seen that yet, you are bloody lucky, mate. Honestly, click it. Click it.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
See ya.